Now we're talking to Higginsville boys basketball coach Jim Stoner. And coach, you've got a couple sophomores on the Dream Team this year, starting with Kaiser Ganvega. Tell us about him and the season he had.
Yeah, Kaiser really came on the second half of the season. He's a kid that kind of came up last year, halfway through the year, as a freshman. Started the year on JV and then had a hard time keeping him off the varsity. He showed so much promise last year. Started a little slow, really picked it up the second half of the year. I believe, really feel like the St. Paul game really kick-started him. We had a big win at St. Paul. He had 18 points, you know, and sometimes just watching the ball go through the basket, especially in a big ball game, can get that confidence going. But very fast. Him and Rumsey led us in steals. He was just like three steals behind Rumsey for the lead in steals, and average second leading scorer on the team, 9.9, so about 10 points a game. And that really came up, again, the second half of the season. Was our leading three-point shooter with 27 made threes. Really explosive to the basket. Quick hands on defense. The future's really bright for him.
All right, your next nominee, another sophomore, like we mentioned, Mason Rumsey. And he had quite the sophomore season, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. You know, Mason, as a sophomore, was able to score his 1,000th point already, which I'm pretty sure that's the first time in school history that that's happened that soon. But, you know, for the present, he had a sensational sophomore year. You could tell early on he was even better than last year. I think second game of the year he had 32 at Lawson and really kept us in that game. I think we wound up losing by one, but you could tell right then he was making plays out in the middle of the floor defensively. You could just tell some good things were going to happen. And he's what I would call a scorer. You know, he wound up averaging almost 22 points a game. It was 21.9. He had a bunch of games over 30. 39 was his high in one game this year. You know, many teams would throw a junk defense at him at some point. And, you know, he did a great job in handling that. Asked him to do a lot of stuff as a sophomore. And you don't normally ask your sophomores to do as much as he did, but he did it. And then some. Again, led us in scoring at 21.9 points per game. Led us in rebounding. Led us in steals. You know, for him as well, just like Kaiser, future's bright for him still.
And I know that's something we talked about towards the end of the basketball season on the fifth quarter show, that it's got to be very encouraging for you knowing you're going to have these two sophomores to build the program around the next couple of years.
Yeah, you know, we think that there's good young players aside from them as well. You know, we've even brought up two more freshmen this year, which, you know, we're not used to doing that in Higginsville, but that's where we're at. We did that, and I think the future's bright for the Huskers. It's obviously starting with Rumsey and Kaiser and the seasons they had this year as sophomores, two leading scorers for us, and just doing a lot of other things. You know, active hands defensively, some good things can happen.